Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where Fleet and Family Support Center experts take small parts of some of our classes and relevant everyday information, and we make it into quick, easy, digestible tidbits or podcasts. We're all so busy this day and age with so many different things fighting for our time and attention. My goal is to make this information available to you in 15 minutes or less so you can do other important things with your time, like spending time with loved ones. My wish is, with these podcasts being so short, you can listen and learn and take something away on your 15-minute break at work or in between putting the kids down for bed and spending time with your significant other, or maybe even have a short little podcast before your evening walk or to add to your self-care routine. My hope is, with these podcasts, that it will meet you where you are in your busy life and be something that adds to your life in a positive, impactful way. I hope you enjoy and find this information helpful. Today, I am talking about personal financial management, and the topic we're going to discuss is, are you ready to buy? Renting versus home ownership. So I want you to take a minute and think about this question, are you ready to buy a home? Buying a home is a big decision, and it's one of the biggest financial purchases and investments you will make in life. You may be unsure whether it's the best choice for you at this time, or even if you have the funds to buy a home. It may not be the right time or the right place. If you're looking to purchase a home and you're not sure how long you will be in the area, consider the risk associated for short-term home ownership, which may include losing money or having to find renters to cover your mortgage payments. The bottom line is, a home is an expensive purchase. You should put a lot of thought into when and where the right opportunity will be so that you will have the home you want and it will be one that provides a return on your investment. Renting versus buying. I want to engage and help empower you by listing some pros and cons on renting versus buying. I will share some pros and cons that come to mind, but please take some time after this podcast for yourself. And just know that this list is by no means the only ones, and I would definitely get a little notebook and add to this list for yourself. To evaluate whether renting or buying is the best option for you and your family, consider some of the pros and cons of each choice. Renting, for example, it may be a better choice, number one, if you move a lot. Unless you live in one place for at least a few years, you may lose money when selling your home. Or you may be unable to sell and end up renting your home to cover the mortgage. Not all homeowners want to actually be landlords, so you have to think about that for yourself and decide, is that something you're willing to be open to? If you do decide that you're open to being a landlord, you want to make sure that you have plenty of money in an emergency fund for your home. Being a landlord can be quite pricey, and you have to be prepared that if you do not rent your home out, or you know, when a lease runs up, that you can still flip the bill and also, you know, pay your other mortgage or other rent if you can't find renters right away, or if you need to, maybe they ended up destroying the place a little bit and you had to do a lot of fixing up, home repairs type stuff. So it can be a big financial obligation, and that's something you want to think about before you enter into potentially being a landlord. The second reason that renting may be a better choice could be if you're unfamiliar with the area. Before taking the plunge and actually buying a home, you may want to identify a neighborhood and rent there first to determine its long-term desirability. I can speak from experience. I really wanted to live in downtown Paulsbo, which I am doing. I was looking at buying a home here and decided, you know, I wanted to get a little bit more in emergency savings and to be able to have more money to put down on a down payment. So when I finance my home with a 30-year fixed mortgage, I can actually try to pay that off in 15 years or less and save thousands of dollars in interest over time. The other thought of waiting is exactly what I'm telling you guys to consider doing, to make sure that you like it. And I do love downtown Paulsbo. It's adorable. It's the cutest little Hallmark town ever. But one thing that I've realized living downtown, because I live in a very highly populated area where there's a lot of people walking by all the time, always constantly looking into my home, I love having a beautiful view, but I have realized that maybe I don't want to be, you know, right on that main strip that everybody walks by. Maybe I want to have a little bit more privacy and be on like off street or something like that. So really good that I ended up renting here first to know that and to even become more familiar with what I like and dislike. The third reason that renting may be a better option is if you don't have enough money saved to cover the down payment and all the initial costs really involved in actually purchasing a home. The fourth reason I would say is if you do not care to commit the time, effort, and expense of maintaining a home. As we all know, a home is a very expensive purchase and it requires maintenance and upkeep to protect your investment. And not everybody wants to put in the time and effort and expense that it actually does require to maintain a home, and that's okay. The fifth reason, maybe, is you just prefer more fixed expenses. There are many variable unplanned expenses when you own a home. Number six would be you do not want to lose any equity. Maybe you just don't want to take the risk, but just know you will not gain any either. Number seven, you do not mind living in an impersonal dwelling. When renting, you often take the dwelling as is, and the landlord may not be willing to let you paint or change anything. It really depends on who you have as a landlord. Sometimes they're flexible and sometimes they're not. Now let's talk about some reasons that buying may be better. Number one, you want your equity to grow. If you're moving to an area that enjoys high appreciation in the value of residential property, your equity can grow and offset the cost of selling should you be transferred or have to PCS. Number two, you are ready for stability and a sense of community, and really being able to dig your roots into that community. Number three, you do not mind the possibility of becoming a landlord. We've already discussed the pros and cons of that and things to consider. Number four, you have the money for the large initial investment involved in buying a home. The fifth reason that buying may be better, and you may be ready to buy at this point, is you have a fully funded emergency nest egg for when something happens or breaks in the home, or an emergency occurs outside of the home. Because really, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when that emergency takes place. And if you're curious and you're sitting here thinking, Lauren, you know, what actually will pass as a fully funded emergency nest egg? Ideally, we want to have 3 to 6 months worth of income saved up. I would recommend at least a minimum of 6 months worth of income before you end up buying a home. And that's just really to protect yourself and to have financial freedom where you don't put yourself in a bad situation. The last and final thought that kind of comes to my mind for, you know, the pros of home buying is if you like to personalize your home, maybe you want to hang a bunch of pictures on the wall or do a couple different coats of paint, have fun decorating your house and making it homey and making it your own. And, you know, we can't always do all of that when we're living in an apartment. So if you are at that point where you want to decorate and personalize your home, then you might be ready to move forward if you're ready financially. These are just a few pros and cons of renting versus home buying. And hopefully this just helps to start you thinking about if you really are ready to, you know, take those first steps in considering buying a home, or if you're at that point where you are ready to actually take the plunge into buying a home. If you're still not sure or you would just like some more information on home buying, please reach out to your Fleet and Family Support Center, personal financial managers, either myself or Somalia Allen. My name is Lauren Sims, and we actually are still available for virtual counseling during this time of COVID. So if you would like to make an appointment, please contact Centralized Scheduling at 866-854-0638. 866-854-0638 to set up an appointment with either myself or Somalia, your local PFMs. And maybe you just want some more tips on other personal financial management topics outside of home buying, such as savings, budgeting, credit, your thrift savings plan, also known as your TSP, car buying, ID theft, insurance, consumer awareness, military pay, scams, investments, retirement, or maybe you just need help prioritizing finances during a pandemic. Whatever it is, your local PFMs, Lauren and Somalia, are here to support and help you. We look forward to your call and getting to sit down and chat with you. If you have some financial questions or would just like that personalized one-on-one appointment session, please again contact the scheduling line for an appointment with Naval Base Kitsap Fleet and Family Support Center's accredited personal financial managers, Somalia Allen and Lauren Sims. Again, that number is 866-854-0638. We are more than happy to help you during all of life's seasons. We look forward to speaking with you. Thank you for your time. And I sincerely hope you enjoyed today's podcast and took something from it. Have a great day.